Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. The shir should be a special schus. Ramoni Moraz Shirchiyu, the schus refuas. Harab Eliezer Chaim and Esther Sima, and is based in the Torah of Moriv Rabbi. Admor Mitona Shlita. Paris Balos always falls on one of the Shabbos and following Shavuos. So that can help us in our aspirations to grow in Torah, that we renewed on Shavuos. Pasuk says, "Os shall levim ben chamish v'esim shana v'mali yavolitz tzvot tzvah b'avodas olamoi." This is the commandment that applies to levim from 25 years of age and older. He shall enter the legion to work in the service of the Ol Moed. Rashi says, based on the medrash, "Menes chamish v'esim mokom acher miben shloshim shana ketzad miben chof hei balil moed hilchos avoyde b'lamid chumish chamishanim uben lamid oyved mikan." From 25 years of age and older, in other places from 30 years. So what are you going to do with the contradiction from 25 years old? A Levi would come to learn the halachas of the avoda, learn for 5 years. At the age of 30, he begins to perform the avoda. From here you see that a Talmud who doesn't see bracha in his learning during 5 years of study will never see bracha in his learning. The Ramban adds that the words letzvot about to enter the legion implies that the trainees would spend their 5 years of study together with the Levim, who are performing the Avodah in the Mishkan, so they'd be able to observe their Avodah on a constant basis, day and night. The comments of Rashi and the Ramban raise several questions. First, one must bear in mind that the fact that the work of the Levim consisted of two main activities, either they were Mishalim, singers, or Sharon gatekeepers, as such, it would seem that a Levi didn't need to exert himself in intense studies to become proficient at these jobs. You just need to learn to sing the Nigunim, some with Karbanos, or the rules of when and how to open and close various doors in the Beis HaMikdash. It's true that during the 40 years that Klal Yisrael traveled through the desert, the Levim also had the job of assembling and disassembling the Mishkan, where they were given clear guidelines for where to place the beams and the pillars of the Mishkan, making this also a fairly straightforward job. This being the case, we can assume that a Levi was unable to master the relevant halachas for these areas of avodah after studying them over a period of 5 years, must have been of exceptionally weak intellectual abilities. So why did Chazal use this measure to derive the period of time that one must give a Talmud to see if he's cut out for learning? It would surely be possible to determine a Talmud's propensity to succeed within a shorter period of time when dealing with someone of average or above average intellectual ability, even if the material would be of a more challenging nature. Additionally, how could Chazal make such a seemingly ruthless generalization and state that a Talmud who struggles to understand the Torah for 5 years and doesn't see any tangible results would never succeed in learning? Talmud Rebbe Preda, Erevin, and Vav Amud Beis, he only understood a sugya after 400 times. So maybe one day he'll see bracha in his learning. Maybe it'll just take time. Lastly, the source of Rashi's comment is the Gemara and the Medrash Rabbah and the Yalkut Shimoni. But there's a difference between the Gemara and the Yalkut and the way it's quoted in the Medrash Rabbah. The Gemara says, Mikan latam shlo rasim in yachav b'mishnasai, hei shanim, shuv ein arof. From here it's derived that a Talmud who doesn't see blessing in his learning for 5 years will not see blessing in his learning. The verse quoted in the Medrash says, kol shein arof rasim in bracha b'mishnasai b'soich chamesh shanim shuv ein arof. Talmud doesn't see blessing in his learning within 5 years, won't see blessing in his learning. This version is practically identical. Rashi writes, b'chamesh shanim. Again, the Gemara is heishanim. The Medrash has b'soich chamesh shanim. Rashi has b'chamesh shanim. So Rashi is closer to the Medrash. So what's the significance of this difference, and why does Rashi bring the Medrash? So there are certain aspects of learning Torah that are unique to Torah study, and some that are also true for the study of other academic topics. Rigorous review, study, testing is a guaranteed way to succeed in Torah, as well as lahavdil, other subjects. What's unique to Torah learning is the ideal level of involvement that one should have in his studies. A person who's studying for a profession must involve himself in his studies only to the extent that it's necessary for him to master the material. Once he has devoted sufficient time and effort in his studies and to be able to remember the material and succeed in his exams, no more involvement is required. On the contrary, it is generally expected that a student in a high-level program requires some time for rest and relaxation, and that during his downtime, he doesn't want to hear anything about the subject he's studying. Although it's true that there are individuals who immerse themselves totally in fields of mundane studies and spend all of their free time pursuing their passion. Nevertheless, such levels of involvement are not intrinsically necessary to the knowledge of those fields. Rather, it is those individuals who are mishugam loisei dover, and they don't reflect actively on the correct or ideal modes of study. Torah learning, however, is different. Ki uchayecha v'arech yamecha. So you have to be totally immersed in Torah. It's like you're dead when you don't have Torah. Gemara Rav Elazar holds it's dangerous to travel in Am Haaretz. Am Haaretz doesn't have mercy on his life because he doesn't learn Torah. So he's not going to have mercy on the life of his companion and might kill him on the way. So we see that Torah equates, Chazal equates somebody who deprives himself of Torah learning to a person who kills himself. Just as he killed himself, he might kill all someone else as well. So Chazal understood that Torah learning must be an all-encompassing mission that fills a person's entire life to the extent where it's the essence of life itself. And a person that doesn't have it doesn't have life. The Or Chaim HaKadosh writes, Shema Yibin Adam Ragishim, the secret favor was Tuftam Tuva Torah. I am Shtagin and Mislatin Achareo. People would feel the sweetness and the pleasantness of the goodness of Torah. They go wild and run after the Torah. The Rechaim concludes by saying, Ki HaTorah kolelas kol ha-tevas shebolim, because the Torah encompasses all the good that there is in the world. If we endeavor to learn Torah with the intention to connect ourselves to the Torah as much as we are able, then we will merit to taste the sweetness of Torah. This has always been the attitude of Jews towards Torah, which the Gedolei Hadoros implemented in their daily lives. They felt the sweetness of Torah, threw themselves into their learning so completely they became totally engrossed in their learning. And even when involved in mundane matters, everything they saw would remind them of the dinim and the sugyas that they had learned. The daughter of the painter of the town of Dvinsk recalled the scene that unfolded when her father was hired by the town council to paint the house of the Rogachever. When they arrived at the house and set up the ladder and their paints, the Rogachever came over and asked what was in the cans under the ladder. So he says, brown paint. So the Rogachever quotes every place in Tanakh, Shas, and Midrashim where brown is mentioned. What color is there? It's whatever, yellow. Everywhere there's yellow. Kitzer, the painter realized that he's not going to get any work done. The Rogachever is not letting him work. So he just took his stuff and he left. So the Rogachever was so enraptured with the love of Torah that he couldn't separate himself from its study even for a moment. And even if he would have wanted to, wherever he went and whatever he saw, he automatically associated it with Torah. He was a living example of the pasuk, the Ava Sishge Tomit, which Rashi explains to mean that a person should be so engrossed and distracted with the love of Torah that he will neglect his worldly activities if he is mad with the love of Torah. This level of connection to the Torah isn't exclusively reserved for tzaddikim, gedolei hadoros, every Jew. In one of the letters of the Imre Emes in Michtavei Torah Kuf Yates, he writes that Amayim Har Sinai, every Jew's neshama received its own portion of the Torah, and that every year on Shavuos, every person's personal portion of the Torah is awakened, thereby influencing his Torah learning for the rest of the year. With this concept, he explains the Gemara, which says that if a person promises to arise early and learn a parak of a mesech, he made an neder gadol l'elokei Yisrael. The reason why a person goes to sleep with an urge to arise early and learn a particular parak of a mesech, because this belongs to his personal portion of Torah. With this, we can understand the drasha the Chazal made from our pasuk. Every person has a portion in Torah, and he has to find his chelek, and then be completely immersed in it. So first, you have to ask Hashem, Tein chelkeinu b'Torah secha, give us our portion in your Torah. Then throw himself into a Torah subject, and try his utmost to totally immerse himself in that area of Torah study. Chazal understood that not everyone will connect to the same parts of Torah, and that a person may have to try with several different fields within the scope of Torah learning until he finds his calling. That being said, Chazal also understood that just because a person doesn't see immediate success in a given area of study, doesn't necessarily mean that his personal chelik of Torah is to be found elsewhere. They instead from the fact that the Torah gave the Levim 5 years to study, that it could take up to 5 years of study until one can know whether he found his chelik or needs to move to a different limud. When Chazal said a Talmud doesn't see blessing after 5 years of study, wouldn't see bracha later, they mean, not that he's never going to have baruch in his learning, but that chelek, it's not his chelek. So find a different chelek. The success that Chazar were looking for was not in the mastery of the halachot and sukkos that a personal topic is comprised of, but rather the state of being totally involved and engrossed in learning that makes Torah study unique from all other forms of wisdom. Hazan said, in fact, the Torah gave the Levim 5 years to prepare for their duties, that even though the subject matters that they needed to learn relatively simple and could have been mastered over a short amount of time, Chazal wanted the Levim to forge a deep and all-encompassing connection to Torah through learning the halachas relevant to their avodah. So their study took place, like the Ramban says, in the Beis Mikdash, hands-on, day and night, so they could observe the avodah as it was performed, thus totally engrossing themselves in the Torah they were learning. Chazal wanted, the Torah wanted them to be completely immersed. And that's the difference between B'soich Heish Chameishanim or Heishanim. The version of the Gemara, talking about somebody who doesn't see 4 or 5 years, could be interpreted as referring to the mastery of the subject matter that he's to learn in the 5 years. The measure says, within 5 years, it's talking about a Talmud that doesn't see a blessing at any point during the 5 years, implying that if he were to have seen blessing at some point during the 5 years, it would have been an adequate indication for him to see more in the future. This is because the success that the Torah is looking for is dveikus b'Torah, connection to the Torah. It's not necessary for a person to be on such a high level for the entire 5 years of study to be considered successful, nor is it realistic to expect such a high level of connection, dedication to Torah from the beginning of the period. One can hope that over the course of time, he's going to feel dveikus. If he didn't have the feeling the entire time, then find something else to connect to. Find something new in Torah. And 4 or 5 years, that's the Gemara's version, Talmud Shoraz Simon Bracha. 5 years, this means possibly that during the entire 5 years he's not having bracha. Or maybe at the end of 5 years, the end of 5 years, he doesn't have bracha. But the B'soich HaMeishanim means it's enough to have bracha any time within the 5 years. Even if at the end you don't feel such bracha. But at some point, and then you see you have a connection, then you can continue with that portion. No, we should be Zoich HaMeir Tashem to find our chelik in Torah. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.